a sweet singer who has been coming for a long time. She came as a high school girl. Now she's a young mother and a college student, and she lives down at Cocoa. Our sweet singer friend, Eugenia Cecini Jones, from Cocoa, Florida. Well, I'm sure you're there, Eugenia, aren't you? I knew you weren't lost.
I need a minute to catch my breath. I have a lot of fun singing. It's a true story. It's While you have your fish stories, this is mine. Going out on a river lake one cloudy August afternoon. John's working hard at the oars and I'm just whistling a tune. Though I'm a learning fisherwoman, I do pretty good for myself. Cause the bucket is full and I throw out in a pool, I always bring a lot of them in. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Your smile is fading, John, and your face is growing weary. Was it that 5-pound carp I caught flying here in the boat beside me? It will make as I hold it in front of me. All your friends you can tell, or they can see it as well in the sportswoman's magazine. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. If it's beginner's luck, I'd be the first to admit if I'd been out only once or twice. I can count on my hands all the many times I've been, and that's what makes it so nice. Those slimy fish, you can have them all right, and those noisy crickets and worms. I'd rather sit back and smirk and let you do all the work, and I'll keep ringing them in. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Oh, I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Thank you very much. I'd like to do one now. This is one of Cousin Thelma's favorites. It's a pseudo-hymn. It's never sung in church. It was sung in the old playhouses. It's called the Cherry Tree Carol. Joseph was an old man. An old man was he when he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. When he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee, then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph, he flew in anger. In anger flew he. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from his mother's womb. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Then bend down the tallest tree and touched Mary's hand. And Mary said to Joseph, see, I have cherries at my command. And Mary said to Joseph, I have cherries at my command. Thank you. I have a couple of friends who are going to sing one last song with me, and I hope they're around. Joe, Mark, and Betsy. There they are.
Tall women, I swear. It's a lesson too late for the learning.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. We know that was the last thing on my mind.
You got reasons aplenty for going.
That was a little extra, and that was just great. They are all friends, and they love to sing together. And we love to hear Evelyn Beers Bernstein. Let's welcome Evelyn and Shirley LaFeva as her accompanist. Oh, excuse me, please forgive me while you all are getting ready and set up. There's a little lost girl down here. Now, please keep up with your children. Jill Vernon. And she's wanting her mama. She's right down here. Please come get her. That's not fair to her to be lost.
Good afternoon. Thank you, all you brave people, for sitting out there in the hot sun. Not just for myself, but all the performers. And we appreciate it. The first song we'll sing to you is In My Garden Grows Plenty of Thyme. It's an English song. And I hope you like it. In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It did flourish by night and by day. O'er the wall came a lad, and he took all I had. He stole my thyme away. He stole my thyme away. And I was a damsel fair, but fairer I wished to appear. So I washed me in milk, and I clothed me in silk, and I put the sweet thyme in my hair. I put the sweet thyme in my hair. In June the red rose is in bloom, but that was no flower for me. I plucked at the bud, and it pricked me to blood, and I gazed on the willow tree. I gazed on the willow tree. Ah, the willow tree, it will twist, and the willow tree, it will twine. I would I were clasped in my lover's arms fast, for 'tis he that has stolen my time. For 'tis he that has stolen my time. In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It did flourish by night and by day. O'er the wall came a lad, and he took all I had. He stole my thyme away. He stole my thyme.
Thank you. Now, as you may have heard, Shirley and I are from New York State, and at my home, Fox Hollow, our family has produced a folk festival for the last 11 years, and it's a festival of traditional music and arts. And we like songs about foxes. Magic moments. Okay. Oh, wait a minute here. This is, I think it's top heavy. There we go. There. As I said, we like songs about foxes, and we would like you to join us on this song. One cold frosty night, one cold frosty night.
frosty night. Sing that. One cold, frosty night.
Okay, we're going to do that again now.
One cold, frosty night. One cold, frosty night. I believe
it was in the winter.
Two foxes went out for some prey while they trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their lonely way, way, way. To cheer their lonely way. And they trotted along. Ah, they trotted along in hopes
to find
a rabbit or a goose astray. Well, at last they came to some better game in the farmer's barn by the way, way, way. In the farmer's barn by the way. On the roost there sat. On the roost there sat some chickens.
Very, very fat.
As a fox he could wish for his dinner. Well, at last they found a hole in the ground, and they both went in like sinners, sinners, sinners. And they both went in like sinners.
Let's hear that harmony now.
They both went in. They both went in. With a squeeze.
And a grin.
And the chickens were quickly killed. Well, one of them munched, and he feasted, and he lunched, till his belly was fairly filled, filled, filled. Till his belly was fairly filled. Now one fox was wise. One fox was wise. He looked all around
with both of his eyes,
and would hardly eat at all. For when he came in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small. He noticed that the hole was small. The other fox, you see, the other fox, you see,
got very, very red
from embarrassment. At the end of a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, with his bottom corked up in a hole, 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 with his bottom corked up in a hole.
Thank you. Another one for young people of all ages, and we would like you to join us. It's a tune that you'll all recognize.
The goldfish is a funny beast. He does not make a sound. He just swims round and round and round and round and round and round.
Chorus.
And round 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 and round. He cannot bark or chirp or moo, he cannot make a sound, but just swims round and 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 round. And when the mating season comes, he does not leap or bound. He just swims round and 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 round.
crack of doom arrives, you know where he'll be found. He'll just be swimming round and 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 round. Thank you.
I think folk performers are the most patient people in the world. They love to show you what they can do. And a fair example of that are the English country dancers from the School of Organic Education at Fairhope, Alabama. They, groups of young people from the school, have been to the festival many times.
My greatest admirations are the men who would see and the lives that pass in front of us are no excuse to lose. Precious time we have in life, everything we do every day. Makes no sense to say that somebody else made you lose your way. There never was another man giving more than what you have. And if you find the one who has, he'll trade his place with you just like that. Faster than the poet's pen, surer than the soldier's gun. Are your daily thoughts and words, and your fortune's ages and your joy. Was a time we could do the things we do now. Things are upside down, but the words seem much better somehow. And yet I do not feel so bad for those cut down without a reason. They have learned a way of life that only comes from a life of learning. Every piece of work that we have come to worship and admire sprang to life beneath a crippled, twisted brow of pain and sorrow.
Come and see what the blind man sees when he hears you speak. Have enjoyed my song, and listen one and all. You'll find that I have really told no tale to you at all. And I offer no apologies for anything I've done. I see the end of useless things about us has begun. Come and see. We were always free. We were never alone. We never left home.
Half a minute to tune them back down again. This weather is miserable on guitars. This is John Prine's Paradise, kind of an ecology song, if you listen to the words.
I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn.